Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
Welcome back to the show, 888-638-4876. If you'd like to get involved, it's Coffee and Cream in the Morning on Hale Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. We are live from the H&H Chevrolet stage at Hale Varsity Club alongside Damon Benning, at Damon Benning on Twitter.
Is that me?
For Rogers, that is you. That is you. Hey, did I was I Mike Trout or was I Kyle Schwarber by not setting up the show in the first segment?
I'm going to throw you, no pun intended, a curveball. You're probably Schwarber because after he hit the bomb, he gave the look like, I got this. And you're kind of an I got this guy, even though we didn't set the lineup, which is, I mean, it's whatever.
I may have struck out there.
No, like, but you have a Schwarber type bravado.
Yeah, so I just fouled off 10 pitches and just hit a home run.
Hey, so. Did you see the look on it? The subtle, and he does to a T after he smoked it because he typically only pulls home runs. My man gave it the.
Yeah.
Yep. This is what he does. Yep. It's like, yeah, I crushed that thing.
And this may be the thing that just doesn't stick in my head. Did he win the home run derby?
I can't even remember.
Like, who won the home run derby last year?
I don't pay attention. Do you want me to know? I don't know.
You don't know either.
I just know that Shohei Ohtani hit .435 in the WBC and he threw 9 2/3 innings with a 1.86 ERA. But I don't know who won the home run contest.
Who won the home run derby last year?
Because all those numbers are real. 186, 9 2/3, .435.
Julio Rodriguez was the
runner-up. Okay. So who won?
Who won?
Albert Pujols!
Another lefty.
No, you know Big Mix. I called him Big Mix.
He didn't win?
Pujols is like a big dude. I was watching him playing a massive celebrity hoop game. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, he used to work out at Lifetime Fitness at a random just big gym in St. Louis.
Oh, the big one off the interstate right before you get into the city? It's huge. It's got all glass. It says Lifetime on it.
In St. Louis?
Yeah, it's in like a little retail place.
No, he worked it out in Chesterfield, I believe.
I don't. So a nice listen, like whose field?
A prestigious.
Who's Chester?
Yeah. Who's Chester? Yeah, he played left.
Yeah.
No, left-handed hitter.
Remember, I've been to St. Louis a couple times in the last 5 years.
That's right.
So there's some.
I'm
things
just
that
shocked
are
that you pick up on just that like Lifetime Fitness.
Like I knew Ohtani stats in the WBC. No, some weird things just stick. And I was like, gosh, that's a monster Lifetime Fitness. Mm-hmm. Just like I remember driving back coming from St. Louis and the Blues had just won, that there's a house on the – you can see from the interstate with a sloped yard that had the Blues logo mowed into the grass.
That's fantastic.
Dude, it was the sweetest thing I've ever seen. Like, I've seen some fields, and I watched these little dudes on TikTok with the Patrick, with Arrowhead in their backyard, and some
right,
little dude
right.
got cooked.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But that Blues logo, and I told you, two houses down from
not
my mom.
Not three doors down?
Here and Now. What's one of their songs?
Kryptonite? No.
Right? Miss you.
It's Kryptonite.
Miss a.
Who sings Kryptonite?
Too long, too late.
Yeah, no, that's Kryptonite.
That might be Nickelback. I get them all confused, man. Who's one of the little, who's.
I took a walk around the world.
Yeah, I don't know that song.
My troubled mind.
He's
not that one.
See?
Not that one.
Okay, listen. Hey, go back to the corner.
Hey, nobody puts baby in the corner.
What did I do?
What did I do? Hey, you parked 17 feet from the curb again. That's what you did. Hey, so.
Well, I can't see in the morning.
I can't see. I can't see so good. Should I bring my shoes and my glasses so I have them?
Yeah, Spencer Lee's mom can't see so good either.
Hey, stop! Hey, you're going to get off of you're going to leave Spencer Lee alone. Okay? You're going to leave Spencer Lee alone. I heart that dude. I get the parents thing.
Hey,
I don't want
to listen. Fun. I like to poke the bear.
And how are you just drumming that up like 4 days later?
We're talking about glasses. He can't see.
Wow. I bet she could whoop you too.
Probably. And I'd take it like a man.
Hey, man, how come you couldn't get out of that cradle? I don't know, man. She had her hands locked, 45 degrees, man.
All of a sudden, I just couldn't move.
Dang, who just whooped Andrew? I don't know. Spencer Lee's mom put it on him.
That's very hurt. What division were you in, Andrew?
Lightweight.
Lightweight.
She probably would put it on you, though.
I wouldn't be shocked.
Nah, I messed up my train of thought.
We were talking about Three Doors Down, the mowing of the lawn. You had a friend.
I don't know, man. I'm. You got me all discombobulated because I don't think, for whatever the reason, when to schedule Nebraska Creighton baseball is like trying to solve pie. We just can't figure out the proper schedule to get this game what it needs to be, right? Because this was either last year or a couple years ago. We spent like 55 minutes in total trying to figure out where Creighton could build another baseball field, like on campus. Mm-hmm. Right, we spent a lot of time on that campus. Just had a tournament on that campus. It's an amazing campus. It's a pretty campus. Not a lot of room. Right? So, but like, what if you put Creighton in like a 3,500, a 3,000 seat stadium? And it's in Omaha, and it's Nebraska-Creighton. Would that game feel different?
The smaller the stadium, the bigger it'll feel.
So if they schedule that thing in there in Haymarket, and let's say Nebraska's not top 22, why you pick 22? I have number. Yeah, do you have a thing for Doug Flutie? You guys both have nice hair.
Hey, thanks.
Was he 22 or was he 20?
Flutie?
Yeah. Shane, was Doug Flutie 20 or 22?
Nah, he was only like 5'6".
Yeah, thanks, Shane.
I can't.
He's 5'10".
I can't stand this, dude.
That guy?
Yeah, like.
20.
So if Nebraska was Doug DeBose.
Now I'm seeing 22 as well. He's both.
If Nebraska was Doug, if Nebraska baseball was Doug DeBose, 22, and they played it at Haymarket, and let's say Creighton comes in at, 7-14, how many people are going to Haymarket? 2,000? Yeah, oh, for sure, right?
Yeah, good guess.
3,000? For sure, right?
As long as the weather is nice.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I really do believe that.
So the non-con isn't going to help because it's not warm yet.
Right. Now, last year, Omaha, Nebraska met random Sunday.
Are we going to Omaha?
I think it was a reschedule, UNO,
yeah,
in Omaha, and it was beautiful.
No, like, I understand.
It was that lucked out day. And I don't know if it was March or early April.
It was pretty random.
It was a random
thing. Things had just melted, and then it was warm.
That place was bumping
because
of good weather. And I think people are just itching for good weather at that time of year, too.
But, Drew Down, Baxter is built correctly.
Tal? Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's built correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's just about the, like,
yeah, the size of that stadium makes sense. But, that's what you're getting at with the – Charles Schwab's huge.
But so what does that have? So, like, what does that have to do with Nebraska's inability to go to the bullpen and have any sort of faith?
It has nothing to do
it's
with that. And you know, at the beginning of the year,
would you text me late? You're like, if Walsh would have only had, and I was like,
did I? I probably texted you a lot of things.
Hey, yeah, you were on a roll. Like, you crack yourself up, don't you?
Oh, I laugh. I laugh every time I send something.
So, at what point did you think Sears was in trouble? Did you hear Bolt's postgame?
No, but I heard Ed's.
So, I don't know. Like, you're pretty neutral, right? Mm-hmm. So, I've learned to be objective in this job. Nebraska is my alma mater, but I have some particular relationships built locally that, like, I think, like, I have a really good relationship with Coach Service. I have a tremendous relationship with Coach McDermott. So when it comes to Nebraska Creighton, like, my allegiance, I'm Team State School. Like, that's my alum. But I'm kind of a baby and a little bit of a chump. So it's like, but I like those guys because they're good to me. I'm listening. You can't quite hear the audio, but I can see the body language and people looking.
And that tells more than audio sometimes.
Dude, how about the eye contact they were giving Coach Service when he was talking to his team after the deal And they're like nodding. Mm-hmm. Like he hasn't even had, he hasn't made one body motion. He's just talking. I can just see his little head moving. I was like, oh God, look at their eyes. They're all in. They're all in. I paused it because I'm weird like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you are.
Because I know that stuff works.
And that respect goes a long way.
Right? And then I'm like, I want that. I want that in the teams that I cheer for because I think that works. And right now, man, I just think at no point did Creighton not think that they were going to win that game. They probably thought to themselves, this is Nebraska. This could be four in a row. They'll find a way to tinkle it down their leg.
When Sears threw that first pass ball away, that's when I felt he didn't have it. Mm. He just didn't have it at that moment. We'll set up the show, I promise, next.